This morning, for our first-time visitors, we trust that you feel right at home and comfortable in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. If you're coming to hear an awesome preek, you're going to be disappointed, but if you're expecting God to speak into your heart, that's what you can cry. He'll meet you at your point of need. Because op die einde van die dag, wat toch kan ek sê, om een verskil in jullie levens te maak? Niks nie, behalwe wat ons maak staat vanoggend op die teenwoordigheid van die Heilige Gees. Listen to those songs that we sing there, you know. It's just like such a cry of my heart. You are here, moving in our midst, touching people's hearts. And I wondered, what would it be like if Jesus was physically manifest, present in the flesh, just walking through people and just touching and blessing and just enjoying creation, enjoying each other. So we trust, if you expect God to do that by His Spirit this morning, that will happen to you. This is our fourth installment of our theme that we're busy with called Making Disciples. The sound guys are going to put up our theme scripture. They're going to read our theme scripture together. We're going to do that for a while so that it gets into our hearts, gets into our spirits and our minds, that we can memorize this. So if you're visiting this morning, we've been speaking about making disciples because that's the great commission that Jesus sent us out to do, and it's not for special selected professionals or people who stand up on stage and wara 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 met the microphone. But that command is given to every single man, woman, and child that wants to respond to the Lord Jesus and be obedient to the Lord Jesus. And that is why it's such an awesome command. So we're going to put that scripture verse up there and we're going to read together from verse 18, please. From verse 18. Once it comes up, we will read together. All right, are you ready to proclaim the Great Commission? And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And we thank you for this wonderful, wonderful task, Lord God, this wonderful adventure that we can all be a part of, to being obedient to what you've spoken, Lord God, thousands of years ago, that in spite of the world and people and generations trying to stop that, Lord God, the work of the cross continues, and we thank you for that, Lord. The work of making disciples continues, and we bless you for that in the name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen. Turn to somebody next to you and say, "You're a disciple maker." When the Bible says there, "and lo," Jesus, that's the King James way of saying, check this out. But check this out, guys. That's what he's saying, "and lo." But check this out, guys. I'm going to be with you. I think it's very significant to understand and take that encouragement. Because if you've attempted this thing called disciple making, yes, I'll sin. That's moeilijk, ne? It's not easy. We've said before that it means getting your hands dirty. It means getting frustrated, becoming impatient, and wonder. Sometimes wil jy net na iemand toe gaan hulle skrik en sê, "Volgende keer is jy skrik, skrik net wakker. Wat se krisis gaan het vat, voordat jy wakker skrik en Jesus begin te volg?" And you lay down your life for people, and you sow into their lives, and the volgende dag, is hulle maar net gone. And then jy wil handdoek ingooi and give up. And somebody, I was speaking to John on Friday, he attended the memorial service for Whitey that tragically passed away on Saturday, on the puzzle run. And he was asking, he said, "Mozzie, I don't know how you do it and what. And obviously I said the Christian thing, it's the Lord and not me and what, and all that stuff. But you realize that you, he said, how do you feel when you pour your life into other people and then nothing changes or they don't apply it and stuff like that?" And I said, "John, I just remind myself of how patient Jesus has been with me. How patient Jesus has been with me." So let that be an encouragement to you. Just to recap what we looked at last week, how many of you remember the acronym that we taught? You got given a little sachet of salt. That's right. And salt is S-A-L-T. Waarvoor staan dit? There we go. Daar sê. Hier is iemand wat hy sout nog steeds het hier so. Salt. Speak. Ask. Listen. And tell. Okay, you just simply speak to somebody. We recap, it's a little evangelism tool. Someone at any interrupts like how you can start evangelizing. Simply speak to them. Hi, my name is Mozzie. We like your mace so fat. That's how you start. And like I said last week, the one guy said to me, like, Vietni, on some asin. And he's not in the church anymore, so I guess I know how he feels about me. And then you ask questions about the individual. And then you listen to what they have to say. And then you simply tell your story. So, can I share with you how Jesus has changed my life? That's what we looked at last week. Proverbs 11:30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. That's what we touched on last week. Now, I'm getting it a little bit less teachy this week and be a little bit more practical, because Jesus is a practical God. He walked on the water once. The rest of the times he used the boat, because he's a practical God. I saw the story this week about a soldier that gets hunted down by the enemy, and their platoon and their unit come under heavy, heavy attack, and they've got to start retreating, and they get split up, and he gets split up and separated from his troop. And he runs, and he finds an old abandoned shed, and he schemes, okay, I'm going to hide away in the shed. And he prays, he says, God, please protect me from my enemy, because if they find me there, Allah khamay doot mark. They're going to chop me up and hack me and torture me, and please, Lord, just protect me from my enemy. And he finds a little room, and he closes the door, and then he sees a little spider. A little spider comes along and starts spinning a spider web. And asks him for himself, yes, God, I don't know if you know, like, I'm actually like in danger here, you know. Those gunshots and bombs and hand grenades are all directed towards me. I'm going to die. Yeah? And I ask for you to save me, and you send a spider. And the ochre's like, God. And the spider spins the spider web across the door. And the enemy comes inside the shed, and they start doing a search through the house, and they come over, clear! And they go to the next room, clear! Next one, clear! And they want to go in the one room, and the one soldier says, no, nobody's been in there, because they would have had to have broken the spider web to get in there. And God uses practical ways like that to speak to us. So that's why we're going to be very practical this morning. Can you say amen? So if you got your Bibles here, I want to encourage you, write in your Bibles. Mark in your Bibles. You mag in your Bible skryf. Die Here gaan nie kwaad mee wees met jou nie. Jy gaan nie hel toe nie. Dis okay om in your Bible te skryf en het te onderstreep en te highlight. Okay. So what we're going to do this morning, we're going to learn the Roman road. And all you have to do is memorize one scripture. And because I love you, I'm going to make it easy for you. Okay. So the scripture, you can turn with me there in your Bible to Hezekiah. Go to the book of Hezekiah. If you get there, say amen. Hezekiah. The book of Hezekiah. Het jou Bybel nie Hezekiah in nie? Oh, jylle moet die Bybel intree, dis 'n valse Bybel, die woord, jy moet aan die ene kry. Just kidding, there's no book as Hezekiah. There is no book called Hezekiah. But there is indeed a book of Romans. There's one scripture that you need to remember. How many of you know what car Tarzan used in the jungle? He used a Mazda 323. So all you have to do is remember, Tarzan's car was a Mazda 323. Hy het geswaai van boom na boom, from tree to tree. And the first scripture you need to remember in this gospel presentation, for want of a better word, of a matura, of a tool, of a whatever, is called the Roman road. The Roman road, and it's a road to salvation. The first scripture you need to remember is Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. Starting off over there. And Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says, for all have sinned. Everybody say all. En jy weet wat all beteken, hè? Ek ingesluit. Yourself ingesluit, ons allemaal, we all have sinned. And we fall short of the glory of God. Okay? And the emphasis on all is because all of us are sinners. Baie mense redeneer so. Well, ek is nie so bad nie, jy weet, is net elke 3 jaar wat ek iemand doodmaak. Is daarom nie elke week nie. Of is net so elke derde inkomste belasting return wat ek nou lieg op en so aan, of, you know, ek slaan my vrou net so 3 keer 'n week, nie elke aand nie, you weet, En ek raak besope net met een bottel karate water, nie 6 dosyn bier nie, of whatever, jy weet, ons so redeneer ons, we set ourselves a standard, en dan ons bepaal ons godsdienstigheid daar volgens, in steede van this standard that's in the word. And the word makes it clear to us and helps us to understand, kyk, nie een van ons het gearriveer. We on our way, we're a work of grace in progress. We're a work of grace in progress. Daarom wil ek julle bemoedig, if you come to church and you're disappointed in the way people treat you, hey, they are, God is working on them. Just like you come there for God to work on you, God is working on them. All have sinned. Everybody has sinned somewhere along the line. If you look at God's standard of morality, we all fall short of that. It says, for all have sinned and fall short of what standard? God's standard. The standard in God's word, none of us can meet that by obeying laws and rules and regulations and getting involved in an organization while if you say, jy moet nie, jy mag nie, jy sal nie, jy kan nie. Mankind has been trying to get his way into heaven by obeying rules and regulations for thousands of years, en ons het dit nie reg gekry nie, nie een keer nie, en ons gaan ook nie. Daarom moes hy Jesus gestuur het om in ons plek te sterf, to pay the price, and say, guys, I'll die for you, because ek sien, julle gaan dit nie. You're busy, you wish yourself out, you're wiping yourself out. I'll come and I'll die in your place. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It helps the person realize that the Bible actually says that I am a sinner. Regardless of what I think of myself, somehow, somewhere along the line, I've sinned. And I'm going to use this example. If I've used it before, I have used it before. And as you're gewoond aan is, just forgive me. But it's so real and it's so practical. Thinking about the sin thing quickly, okay? How many of you have ever told a lie? Even if it's a small little one. Please put up your hands. Please? Okay, put your hands down. What do you call somebody that tells a lie? A liar. Okay. How many of you have ever stolen anything? Even if it's a small little thing, okay? Thank you. Put your hands down. What do you call somebody that steals? A thief. Okay. How many of you have ever killed somebody? Well, how can I believe you? You just called yourself a liar. The Bible says if in hatred you call somebody, you're a fool. You've committed murder in your heart if you hate somebody like that. Okay. So how many of you have ever used the name of the Lord in vain? Jesus Christ, did you see what they just did in the taxi? Huh? What do you call that person who uses the name of the Lord in vain? They're blasphemer. Okay. How many of you have ever lusted after something or somebody? For the men, Jesus said, if you look at a woman with lust in your eyes, you've committed adultery in your heart. Okay, so according to your own definition and your own confession, we are lying, thieving, murderous, blaspheming adulterers. Wie van julle dink nog steeds, jy het nog nooit gesondig nie? Can I see your hand? Moving right along. That's why it is God's word that is the standard. All have sinned and fall short. Now in Romans 3 verse 23, skryf die volgende teksvers langs daai ene, sodat wanneer jy jou geloof of hierdie saligheidsplan met iemand begin deel, al wat jy hoef te onthou is Tarzan en sy Mazda. And you turn the Bible to Romans 3:23. And next to Romans 3:23, you write the next scripture verse. Romans 6:23. Skryf hom langs aan. Romans 6:23. Romans 6:23 says the following. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Why wages? Because if you earn a salary, you get a weekly wage or a monthly salary or whatever. Die werk wat jy doen, dit wat jy gedoen het, jy gaan beloon word vir dit. You're going to be rewarded according to that. It is due to you. It is going to come to you. Unless you work for a place that's not paying you, then I suggest you get another place to work for. Amen. Get another job or something. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wages, because death is what is due because of sin. You know, sin is not just something that maybe you feel a little bit guilty about, and then if you do it enough, naderhand voel jy, jy voel vere. It doesn't even bother you anymore. The first time you do something, it's like, oh, the next time you worry a little bit less, the next time, ach, eventually you're like, this must be sonde nie. What do we call it? Fun. We do it so often, it's nie meer sonde nie, it's fun. Maar dis maar net hoe die dinge is. That's how we roll. This is what we do. No, that we understand that the consequences of sin is death. The consequences of sin is death. It's important that people get to understand that. Kijk, jy kan nie voortvoeter op hierdie pad, lewenspad, because there's going to be a consequence for it at the end of the day. It's important to understand that the wages of sin is death. But the gift, everybody say, but the gift. Mm-hmm. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. It is a gift. It is a gift. Okay, so, let me give an example. Let's say, here is a, no, I don't have it here. I was looking for, it's in the wallet. Just give me some bucks. Okay. Your money? It's not your money. Is this all you got? No, man. Give me a leopard. Who's got a leopard or something? Give me a lacquer or a leopard. Give me a leopard or something. Yeah, yeah. I say. There we go. Now we're going to just check who's the people of faith in this church. Here is a gift. Who would like this gift? Come up and get it. Go. 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 Nee, dis hy agter, hy's eerste dame. Come up and get it. Hyso. When does it become his? When he takes it. Donkie, vat hom, kry vir jou. It become, okay, settle. You're not going to get yours just because you clap. Okay, so I'm not impressed at all. It became his when he got up and took it. Tot dan was het maar net ietsie wat hier so was in my hande. It wasn't his. That's the thing with a gift. The gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus becomes yours when you take it and receive it to yourself. Then it becomes yours. That is why it says, but the gift of God. Mense, it's a gift. Jesus has done it. The world is waiting for heaven to do something. Wie van julle wil hê die Here moet iets doen in Suid-Afrika? Well, you know what heaven's waiting for? Om Suid-Afrika vir iets om te doen. Vir Suid-Afrika om iets te doen. And who? The church of Jesus Christ to make a difference. This morning I was having my jungle oats because if it works for Jet Jungle, surely it can work for me. And I'm listening to Neville Norden preach from Moreleta, and he says something that sparks something within me, and I get this illustration. If you can imagine really, really effective medication that's costly, it's valuable, it comes sealed, isn't it? What do you have to do to the container? You have to break the seal for the medicine to come out. And when the medicine comes out, it can bring healing if it's applied properly. Guess what? What if, I'm just saying, I just want to put this out there. What if God is letting His church, via sy kerk, He's letting His church be broken so that the medicine of the gospel can be released in South Africa. If His people can be broken under the tyranny of this government, die misbruik, the corruption, the crime, the onnoosigheid, die stupidheid, whatever you want to call it. What if God is letting His people, just bietjie gebroken, that the healing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ can come out of us. En wat doen ons? Nee, ons skop daarteen. Nee. I said before, we're praying for the storm to stop. Don't pray for the storm to stop. Pray that you find Jesus walking on the water in the midst of your storm. Then He's in the boat of your life, man. Then the storms can come. It's like, bring it on. Bring it on. Come on. Come on. That's what we should be praying. And yeah, I think the Church of Jesus Christ is just saying, and I put my hand up. I'm skuldig, man. I'm guilty. Say, Lord, what if you want me to be broken so that the medicine of the gospel can come out of me? So it's a gift. And we have this gift. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Why is it in Christ Jesus our Lord? Because we can... It's a gift. You've got to receive it by faith. So faith is required. Ephesians 2 and verse 8. We're saved by grace through faith. Okay? You don't have to turn there. And it's in Christ Jesus because we are saved by no other. There is no other. Daar is nie 'n ander uitweg vir die mensdom other than Jesus Christ. People, we are a mess without Jesus. We are a mess, man. We're a mess without Jesus. There is no other name under heaven given amongst men by which we can be saved. There's salvation in none other than Jesus Christ. We see that in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. You can just jot that down. It's not part of the Roman road, but that's just extra stuff there. That's free. You don't have to pay for that. Can you say amen? Then, next to Romans 6 verse 23, you write the next scripture. Take a guess which book it comes out of. There we go. Romans 5 and verse 8. You write that, Romans 5 and verse 8, next to Romans 6, 23. Can you see where we're going with this? What's the text verse? Moet jy onthou? Oh, please help me out, Jack. Wil dit nie weer doen nie. There we go. 3 to 3. And then 6:23. In Romans 6:23, langsaan skryf jy Romeine 5 en vers 8. Romans 5 and verse 8 says, but God demonstrates, everybody say demonstrate. Love is an action, not a feeling. Eh? Love is an action, not a feeling. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I put the emphasis this morning on the word demonstrated. Why? Because Jesus Christ came to earth and He showed us the ultimate way that you can love. The scripture says that greater love has no one than to lay down his life for his friends. That's love. And that's what Jesus demonstrated. Ek gaan nie beklei nie. Ek word net 'n bietjie warm hier, so relax. Ek kan ook nie beklei nie. He demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So it's what and yes, the deal. God's love is demonstrated in this. It's not just what Jesus done on the cross. It's everything that mankind has ever done. Sorry. Everything that God has ever done towards mankind, that's demonstrating God's love. For years and years and years, sending prophets, sending angels, raising up men, and then raising up a team around those men to get the message across. Luister, I love you. 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 And then sending Jesus. Walk here on earth as a human being. Goes up to heaven a different creature. For want of a better word, he goes to heaven, the God-man, the man in whom God dwells, so that we can become people in whom God dwells. He came down from heaven one way, and he went back another way. And then he takes it even further than that. He leaves us the comforter, the counselor, the friend, the Holy Spirit, the one who guides us and reminds us of everything that Jesus taught us. He's given us the Holy Spirit. All of these things, it's not just the completed work of the cross. Can you say amen? It's everything that God has ever done towards us. That how he has demonstrated his love towards us. That's how. So it's demonstrated. God has demonstrated his love towards us in that while we were still sinners. When did Jesus die for us? Was it nie nadat jy kerk toe begin gekom het nie? Nadat jy jou bekeer het? Nadat jy besluit het om die noue pad te wandel? No. Toe jy nog wild in die wêreld was, man. You got to a place in your life where you got an opportunity to say, Lord, come into my life. Help me live the proper way. So God, it's demonstrated and He died for us while we are still sinners. That's good news. How many of you are still sinners? No. I won't help you. How many of you are saints that sometimes sin? There we go. You see, kyk waar op is die fokus. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Yes, maar dis in die verlede. Dis soos daai klein stukkie snot met die crash helmet op. Dis 'n slak, né? That little snail, it's a piece of snot with a crash helmet. That little glibberige ding, that shiny little trail that you see in the garden, Raivat. That's where that snail was. That's where it was. And the word of God is where God was. The Rhema word of God is where God is currently at, where His Spirit is speaking to us for the here and the now. Can you say amen? Amen. So I'm not knocking the word of God, but we just get with it. While we were still sinners. So you were a sinner. and were saved by grace. Now you're a saint that sometimes sins. Can you see the difference? I'm a saint that sometimes sins. Can you say amen? The saints are not those people that have the halos above their heads in the pictures. A saint is a man, a woman, a child of God that comes before God in humility on their knees and says, God, I'm blowing this big time. I can't do this without you. Come into my life. Take control and help me live properly. Help me live in a way that pleases you. That's a saint. A saint is somebody that when they blow, they quickly go on their knees and say, Lord, forgive me. I've messed it up again. Lord, forgive me. That's a saint. So we saints that sometimes sin. So we saved by grace, demonstrated his love towards us in that while we were still sinners, he died for us. Okay. It's important to understand the sinning part as well, because we cannot fix ourselves before coming to Christ. We are doomed without the atonement of the cross. Next scripture, Romans 5 and verse 8. Next to that, in your Bible. If you've got a Bible program on your phone, you should also be able to make footnotes on that Bible program on your phone. So you can put a little own little note and you can edit it and you can write the scripture there. So next to Romans 5 and verse 8, you write Romans 10, verse 9 to 10. Romans 10, verse 9 to 10. It says the following. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Hallelujah. That is good news to me, man. It's good. It gives me hope. You will be saved, son. You will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Just quickly the emphasis. Why confess? Confession means, it doesn't mean that you've changed. It means jy erken en jy bely en jy sê, okay, ek weet dit wat ek doen. Ek's nou besig om nonsens aan te jaag, heavy hierso. Ek maak nou droog hierso. That's what it means. You realize, hey, okay, time out. Ek maak nou droog. Because faith without works is dead. Die skrif sê, you can't just have faith and no works. Faith without works is dead. James 2 verse 20 and verse 26. You can just write that. It's not part of the Roman road. It's a little bit of a detour. Okay, it's a tolak. Okay, the Roman road. Faith without works is dead. So there must be confession. And in confession also involves owning your sin. Wat beteken dit? Jy neem verantwoordelikheid vir dit wat jy droog gemaak het. Jy trek nie Adam op jouself nie. God asks him, so, wat gaat hier aan? Ek sien julle bietjie van die vrugteslaai gehad wat ek gesê het julle moenie hê nie, nê? What does the man do? Not me, the woman you gave me. I'm the woman you gave me, Lord. Raai wat? Die mensdom doen dit nog steeds tot vandag toe. Something goes wrong, they try and find somebody to blame, everybody shifts the blame. And today it's the new buzzword in human psychology and psychiatry. It's like, let's find out the reason why he or she murdered 16 people with an automatic weapon. Oh, it's because the neighborhood that they grew up in. Or mommy and daddy didn't look after me. Or ek het te veel snotklappe gekry. Or no, it's actually because you didn't get snotklappe that you so nonsense aangejaag het. Or they try to blame something. They try to blame something or someone instead of saying, I messed up. Take a guess, which is the middle letter in sin? Me. It's my fault. I messed up. That's why confession is important. It's important to say, Lord, I have messed up. I have sinned. It's nobody else's fault. Yes, maybe you were dealt a raw blow and life has thrown a whole lot of lemons at you. Well, then you have the choice to make lemon juice out of it and sell the lemonade. Make a profit out of the curveballs that life is throwing at you. Rare of our mensen. Why is it that we have two people grown up in the same year, the same whatever, one person makes a success of herself and the other person has a sense of entitlement. The world owes me something. I'm going to park off on my blessed assurance, do Egyptian PT, and alles moet net na my toe kom. Rarig. Jy moet regkom. Los het net daar. Los het net daar. Confession involves owning your sin, accepting responsibility. And then it says, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart. What must I believe? Because faith is essential. We've looked at that. You're saved by grace through faith, not of works, so that nobody can boast. That's in Ephesians 2 and verse 8. You can't say, well, ek moet hemel toe gaan because ek het kerk toe gegaan soveel as wat ek kon, wanneer ek nugter was of nie 'n babbelaars gehad het nie. Ek het dit gedoen vir die armes, ek het die en gedaai en if your answer is based on anything like that, you in unstable ground, rough waters. You've got to believe in your heart. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. I must believe that Jesus is who he says he is and that he has done what he said he has done and what the Bible teaches. Do you really think that simple people will put together a book of stories to have some system of faith and be subjected to torture and persecution and suffering just because it didn't happen? Like, do you really, really think people will go through the effort of doing this just to be killed? Really? Wie van julle, by the way, it's the best-selling book in the history of mankind. There's never been a book that has sold more than the Bible. Still today, it outsells anything, even 50 Shades of Grey. Somebody enjoyed 50 Shades of Grey. Hallelujah. Do you really think, imagine if jy so auteur, and you're going to write the book, and you know that once it becomes a bestseller, they're going to kill you. I don't think you're going to be in such a hurry to get that book published. Do you think people would really go to the effort of doing that just to be killed? Come on, man. This is real. It is an historical book, yes, inspired by the Spirit of God that describes stuff that really, really happened. And guess what? Is really, really going to happen. Because whether we like it or not, whether we believe it or not, Jesus Christ is on his way back. Woo! Okay, 5 of you are excited. I said, Jesus Christ is on his way back. And if you read the end, ons wen in die einde. We win in the end. We win in the end. It's best you start believing this. Hallelujah. Man, I want to get this recording. The Spirit of God is speaking this morning. Believe that God raised him from the dead and you will be saved. For with a heart one believes into righteousness, and with a mouth confession is made unto salvation. You oftentimes, you might have wondered, ja, Mozzie, die Here ken my hart. As jy bid en jy doen 'n altar call en die mense moet, hoekom moet hulle vorentoe kom? En die Here ken my hart. Why? Because it is an act of faith. It's a humbling act. Ja, wat gaan die mense sê? Wat gaan die mense dink? Mag man, saak die mense man. Hulle, never mind what they think or what they see. I am serious in my commitment. I don't care what people think. I want to do business with God. I'm coming for that. Somebody can just pray with me because I need Jesus. Hallelujah. So there's an act involved. There's got to be an action that corresponds and works with our faith. And he was raised from the dead. And next to Romans 10, verse 9 to 10, you write the last verse. The last one. Verse 13. Now I know for you Bible scholars and theologians out there, there's many, many, many scriptures that you can add to this. Please don't. Just keep it simple. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Short and sweet. It's just a Roman road. It's not the yellow potcart. Okay. It's just a Roman road. So you start off with Romans 3, verse 23. Then Romans 6, verse 23. Then Romans 5 and verse 8. Romans 10, 9 to 10. And then Romans 10 and verse 13. It says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call, once again, involves reaching out, responding to Jesus. That's how I worded it. Calling out is just reaching out. Lord, can we just say this morning, I want you, yeah, you're going to see the Holy Spirit being demonstrated practically in our midst. How many of you would like to experience that? Okay, are you ready? Here goes. Say, Jesus Christ is Lord. Well, the Bible says in Corinthians, nobody can say that except by the Spirit of God. You cannot say Jesus Christ is Lord except by the Spirit of God. Say it with conviction and meaning and believing it. That's what I mean. You cannot say it, Jesus Christ is Lord, except by the Spirit of God. So when we call in the name of the Lord, I'm responding to Jesus and saying, yes, Lord, this it's a gift. What? What did the guy that took the 200 bucks at the back, what did he have to do anything to get it? He had to get up. Responded. He responded. He believed. Daai leipert is vir my. Nou gaan haal is my net daai sukkom daai ding. And he came and he got it. Must be like it was salvation. I want it, Lord. I want the gift of abundant life here and now. Nie net een dag in die hemel as ek hemel toe gaan. How many of you would like to experience that abundant life here and now? We can, and it's a promise. Will there be difficulties, trials, tribulations? Of course, natuurlik ja, man. Natuurlik ja. For us to make perfume, the flowers have to be crushed. You can't even recognize it as a flower anymore. It's unrecognizable. But it smells lekker. I Tinkerbell, right there, my lekker. It's beautiful. How many of you know, remember Tinkerbell? So, there it is. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then, once again, there's the promise. Saved. For is the precious promise of salvation. Hallelujah. How many of you feel more equipped this morning because of the Roman road? Now it gets exciting. Now we're going to ask ourselves some questions this morning. If you're sharing your faith with somebody, there's three questions that you can ask so that you can really, really, beyond any shadow of a doubt, work out, where is this person in hulle geloofsake? Where are they? Number one question that you can ask, and you can write this down or memorize it, however, you ask a person, are you confident and secure in your relationship with God? That's it. Are you secure in your relationship with God? Or are you confident in your relationship with God? Gives a person something to think about. Are you secure or confident in your relationship with God? Now, they'll give you an answer. Sometimes they'll just say, yes. You might want to go further and say, okay, hoekom? Well, ek doen my best, ek probeer, ek die. As soon as a person starts speaking about ek doen, ek doen, ek doen, weet jy, hulle is op 'n gevaarlike plek. Because hulle dink en hulle is oortuig, hulle saligheid is gebaseer op die goeie werke wat hulle doen. Waar die skrif vir ons sê, we are saved by grace through faith and not op goeie werke. We cannot work our way into heaven. We cannot be good into heaven. You can't do that. That's why Jesus had to die in our place. So you ask, are you secure in your relationship with the Lord? Are you confident in your relationship with God? The next question that you can ask is, if you died right now, and you stood before God, and God said to you, Kus, Piti, Sarki, Lafinia, Petronella, Patience, Gift, whatever. Hoekom moet ek jou toelaat in my koninkryk? Imagine that. So if you died right now, and you stood before God, and He said, why must I let you into heaven? What would you say? Listen to that person's answer. If a person says anything other than, Jesus has paid the price. If they say, oh, but I do this and I do, and I get my best probeer, and you know, in fact, I want to go so far as to say, if a person says, well, I am born again, what does that mean? Some people think if they come to church once, they're born again. Well, you might not be. Has the Spirit of God placed the incorruptible seed of the Word of God in you, given you a new spirit and changed your heart? Have you gotten to the point where you've come to a saving knowledge of Jesus? I believe that what Jesus said and did is for me. And you're not born again. So, if you died and you stood before God, and based on the answer, you might want to go so far as to ask them, okay, and if it's like a court case, and the accuser, because the devil is the accuser, stands there accusing you of everything you've done wrong, to your 3 jaar oud was, to your 8 jaar oud, to your 16 was, to your 20 was, oppa dina toe het jy die en die gedoen, and if he brings all of that dirty laundry and all those skeletons out of the closet, and makes it publicly known like that to everybody, wat gaan jy dan nog steeds sê? The next question you can ask the person is the following. If somebody had to come to you and ask you, hey, I see that you're a Christian. I see that you're a believer. What must I do to earn eternal life? Listen to that person's answer. What will they say to you? They say, nee, jy moet Bikers Church toe gaan, jy moet lidmaatskap opneem, jy moet 3 preke memoriseer van Mozzie, jy moet colors kry, jy moet... If your answer is based on anything like that, jy is diep, diep, diep in die moeilikheid. Are you getting the picture? If somebody came to you and said, ek sien jy's 'n Christen, wat moet ek doen om ewige lewe te beerwe? So, there's nothing I can do. Jesus paid it all. That's your only answer. That's your only answer. Those are some of the questions that you can ask somebody. Are you secure in your relationship with God? If you died right now, God asked you, Mr. Lechin, what would you say? What would you say if somebody asked you how to get to heaven? And then the last question that you can ask is, why do you think you should go to heaven or on your way to heaven and the next person not? Think about that. Right now, as you sit here this morning, I hope and I pray that you've asked yourselves those questions. Why do I deserve to go to heaven and somebody else not? With those questions in mind, as we sit here, as the deep end comes up and we do business with God right there where you're seated. If you want to close your eyes to help you pray better, that's fine. If you want to bow your head or whatever, all I'm asking you to do is that do whatever it takes to do undivided attention. Give your undivided attention to business with God right now where you're seated, right there. Ask yourself, am I secure in my relationship with God? If anybody is unsure, never mind who says what, it's got nothing to do with anybody, you doing business with God right there where you sit. Like people to intercede in the Spirit, please. This time is critical. If you're sitting there this morning and you are is enigszins onseker in jou verhouding met God. Anybody unsure? Put up your hand. Is there anybody unsure like that this morning? Anybody? There you go. Thank you. If you put your hand up and I've made eye contact with you, you can put your hand down. Thank you. You can put your hand down. The next question. If you stood before the Lord this morning, and God asks you, why must I let you into Him? And your answer is based on anything that you do. You're not sure. And I want to include you in this prayer this morning. The next question, if somebody came to you and asked you, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What would you say? What will your answer be? Ja, maar Here, ek het dit gedoen, ek het die gedoen, ek het daai probeer, ek het dit probeer, ek. In steede van, die Here Jesus Christus het die prys betaal. And then the last question. Why must I get to heaven and the next person not? What gives me the right or the privilege to get to heaven and the next person not? If there's anybody here this morning that is not sure for any of those questions, I want to pray with you right there where we're seated this morning. Eternal life is one prayer of faith away. You don't have to pray it exactly like I do, word for word, maar soortgelyk. It's in your heart. Net daar waar jy sit vanoggend, as we pray together. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come to you this morning and I realize that all have sinned. Lord, I have sinned. I take ownership of my sin and I ask you to forgive me, Lord. I'm not sure, God. I've prayed this many times before, Lord, but still here I am today and I'm not sure. And that's okay. And Lord, I accept responsibility for my sin and I ask that you forgive me. Forgive me, Lord God, for the things that I have done wrong. Jesus, I say with my mouth, Jesus Christ, you are Lord. I invite you into my life now to be Lord of my life. That means I give you control of everything right now. My body, my time, my finances, my relationships, my past, my present, and my future. I surrender to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that you are God's Son. I believe that you died, and I believe that you rose again, and I believe that your blood was shed to forgive me of my sins. Forgive me, Lord. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for coming into my life and taking control. And I confess you as Lord, God. From today, that means I will give you control over everything. I won't make a decision or do something unless I know that it meets your approval, Lord Jesus. And I want you to pray further. If you've prayed that prayer in the sincerity of your heart, maybe it's a rededication, a recommitment. Maybe you've done it for the first time. I don't know. I want you to pray like this. Say, Jesus, thank you that you didn't leave me alone here. Thank you that you sent your Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, thank you that you're here now and that you want to come into my life and fill me to overflowing. And Jesus, you want to baptize me in your Spirit. And I ask, Lord Jesus, baptize me in your Holy Spirit now in the name of Jesus Christ. Fill me, Lord God, from the tips of my toes to the ends of my hair, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Thank you for loving me in Jesus' precious name. And all God's people said, amen. Would you stand with us as we worship the Lord together one more time? When we were praying like that, I saw several people raise their hands. I want to encourage you, if it will help you in your walk of faith, please come speak to one of us. If you prayed that sinner's prayer and just want somebody just to pray with you and help you affirm what has happened in your life, on we just want to make sure that you are taken care of and looked after spiritually. And if you're visiting with this morning and you've got a church, then go to the church and just make sure that they take care of you. And if you don't have a church, you're more than welcome to come here while you figure out if this is where God wants you. But we just want to make sure that you're taken care of and that you're looked after this morning. I trust that you received something from the Lord this morning and practice memorizing that Roman road. Remember, you just start off with 3-2-3. And the rest, your Bible will be marked there, and the Spirit of God will remind you of that. If you'd like to sink your teeth deep into these teachings, I'd encourage you. I implore you in the name of Jesus. That means I'm asking seriously. Make the time and the effort of getting involved in a care group. Please don't just come to church on a Sunday. I can't share your heartaches and your pains and suffering with you from the pulpit. From the stage on a Sunday. Get involved in a care group. Wat doen hulle daar? Beskin hulle mekaar? No. We just do life together, taking care of each other. Grab one of the pamphlets, find out where your closest care group is, and take that bold step of making the effort of getting there on a Wednesday night and doing life together. Is that okay? If you want to get more deep into these teachings, your care group leaders will go through with it with you. I encourage you to do that. Till such time, may Almighty God bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.